when Katmai National Park and Preserves more than 2,000 brown bears wake up from hibernation in the spring. They got to gain hundreds of pounds by fall hibernation season. Brown bears in the park in Alaska travel for food to lakes, harbors, lagoons, and to Brooks River Falls, where the National Park Service sets up live webcams for bear biologists and rangers to monitor those bears in their natural habitat. And for the public to watch the bears in real time, as regular listeners may know, I am a big fan. You can find a link to the webcam at WPR.org/Central Time. Leon Law is the visual information specialist for Katmai National Park and Preserve. Leon, thanks so much for joining us today.
It is always a pleasure to talk about bears.
I love these webcams because whenever I look, there's bears there. What is it that makes Brooks Falls such a sweet spot to see these brown bears in action?
Yeah, so when you think about Brooks Falls, it is unique because we often see high concentrations of bears fishing here, especially during July. And I've been on the platform near the falls myself, and this season seeing 40 plus bears all in one view. And really, it's because of the dynamics of the salmon run, but also the landscape itself. So the Brooks Falls waterfall itself is only 6 feet high, but it spans the entire river, and it creates a temporary obstacle for salmon migrating upstream. So there are high concentrations of fish, which in turn bring high concentrations of bears to the area.
Now, I am a fan from the public, and there are often as many as 2,000 people watching at a time. It's also important, I understand, to bear biologists. What kind of things are they learning by watching these webcams all the time?
We can learn so much about bear behavior and just being able to witness things both during the day and at night and be able to play back moments too. So we can see some incredible natural moments. We learn about bears' fishing styles and habits and preferences as well.
Yeah, I've been watching, and a lot of the fans do too, the different ways these brown bears have to catch salmon. Can you let us know a few of the different techniques we see in action?
Sure. You can see quite a few different fishing strategies. And for instance, there are some bears that'll fish at the top of the waterfall at a place we call the lip. And they essentially wait for salmon trying to jump the waterfall as they move upstream and then catch them as the fish make their way up. And it's a technique that not all bears are able to master. So it really does show skill. And other fishing techniques that we see include snorkeling, diving, a dash and grab technique, which is very active and fun to watch, pirating, and more.
Being able to watch these bears, not just day after day, but literally year after year, we start to see that these brown bears are different from one another, different personalities, as you said, different fishing techniques and schools. How important is it to be able to track not just the bears as a whole, but these individual bears?
It really lets us know them as individuals, and we get to see that, and it helps us identify them as well. We don't use collars or anything, so we really ID bears by their physical characteristics, but also more so even perhaps by their habits and their preferences. And getting to watch them as individuals really shows us the range of behavior.
Now, we have black bears here in Wisconsin. You've got brown bears there at Katmai. Can you talk about the weight gain that these guys need to do, mostly or in large part by eating salmon, but they really need to go from skinny to fat in not that much time?
Absolutely. From the beginning of the season to the end of their waking season, essentially, they need to eat an entire year's worth of food in 6 months or less. So gaining fat is really important. During hibernation, they're not going to eat or drink anything, but rely solely off of those fat reserves. And so that's why it's super important for them to put on so much weight. And within a season, we might see bears gain several hundred pounds. And some of our largest bears are weighing 1,400 or so.
Now, you mentioned being on the platform, I think where the camera is, being that close to bears. Sometimes on the screen, I could see people downstream fishing a little bit. I feel like these bears are really big, and I'd be kind of nervous because do I just look like a big salmon to them? What's it like being that close to them in person?
Yeah, I would say every day brings something new to witness and experience. And being that close to them is really pretty incredible to know that we are just visitors in their home. And being able to have this experience and watch them live out their wild and natural lives.
Now, the bears get numbered, and sometimes a name gets attached to them. I know a fan favorite is Otis 480, who's about 20 years old or so now. Are there particular individual bears that you've personally latched onto?
As individuals, you know, you get to see some of these tiny moments. And there are so many bears that I love. I love them all. But getting to see some of those really intimate moments is really pretty fascinating to watch. And so for me, there are definitely different bears that call to me. 151 Walker is one, but then also especially the sows with cubs and watching them grow and learn together. It's really interesting.
And now my entry point, Leon, into the bears there was the annual Fat Bear competition. That's what attracted my attention and led me to find the webcams. Let us know what the Fat Bear contest is all about.
Ah, yes. Fat Bear Week. It is also one of my favorite times of year. And essentially what we do is we take the four photos from early summer and then show them in the later summer when they've gained the weight. And we essentially match bears up against each other in a March Madness style bracket. And then viewers get to choose who ultimately gets crowned the Fat Bear Week champion.
Leon, thank you so much for sharing this. A big fan watching from here in Wisconsin.
Thanks for having me.
That's Leon Law, visual information specialist for Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska. She joined us to talk about the live bear cams at Katmai's Brooks River Falls. If you want to take a look yourself, you might get hooked. We've got a link to the bear cam on our website at WPR.org/Central Time. You will see salmon being eaten, so maybe not while you're eating. I don't know.